This is take two with Dallas Haglund.
Just the funny thing, my freshman year was working on student phone-a-thon. And we were all up in the alumni house, and there were phones all around, and we're sitting there, and they told us what to say, and there's a little sheet that says, here's what you should say, and just kind of, you know, chatted up with the alum, tell them about the weather in Lexington, ask them if there's a professor they want to say hello to, make them feel good about the school again, and then, you know, go after them for money. I remember my freshman year, I made a phone call to a guy, and he was an older gentleman. And I don't really remember exactly what he said, but it was something to the effect of, no, I stopped giving as soon as they decided to go co-ed. And there I was, you know, a student, a girl, obviously a girl, on the phone, who had presented herself as a freshman and said, you know, just calling you from Washington and Lee to encourage you to give to the annual fund, and have him say that to me. I remember just going, oh my God. But I kind of laughed at all, you know, I kind of looked at one of the other girls that was working with me. I was like, well, you wouldn't believe what this guy had to say. But he was very honest. He said, here's the deal. I went co-ed. I wasn't for it. So I stopped giving to school. But I remember that was my first experience with the issue of alumni and co-education and how much of a problem that might or might not be, you know, through the years. But it really wasn't that big a deal, and they've really come around.
But did, while you were a student, say during reunions,
oh,
what
yeah.
was that like?
That the topic always came up. The men would ask, well, what's it like? Do you like it? And while they weren't rude in any way whatsoever, you could tell that they were just kind of like, oh, gosh, you know, girls. Which is why I think we were real careful in the first couple of years not to do anything too girly. You know, we were trying real hard to assimilate, to... which is probably a bad word. I've heard stories about the old WNL Assimilation Committee, which is something we're probably not supposed to talk about. But we probably felt like we were under the watch of an assimilation committee. You know, don't rock the boat. Let's try to make this as easy as possible. So I think we were real conscious of it. But it's funny, looking back on it now, at the time I didn't notice anything. I was just going to school. I really didn't notice any tension. Looking back on it, I can probably see that some of it was there. But at the time, we were laughing. My friend Jenny and I were laughing this morning about when we first got here, there were no girls' bathrooms. I mean, there were definitely boys' bathrooms that had been modified very quickly to become girls' bathrooms. There were still urinals in them. And we put over this urinal, thinking back on it, it's really disgusting, put a little wooden box over this urinal and drilled little holes in it, and it was our toothbrush holder. That's so gross. I'm thinking about it now. But we didn't want to look at that urinal every day. So just little things that, you know, it was obviously, you know, all male at one point. Also funny was the way our dorms were configured. I lived in Gramley's, which was just the best dorm. The year I was a freshman, they had all the women in the middle and all the men on the two wings, on the two sides. So the men, to get from, you know, one room to the next, were always coming through our hall, which I loved. I mean, that was great. I mean, we were always definitely in towels running from the bathroom, and the men were running through them. It just didn't make any difference. I think since then they changed it to floor by floor. Well, all the women are on the floor, all the men are on the floor. But I loved the way we had it set up, where we were all right in the middle and the men were on the sides. But bathrooms were funny. And then I remember girls' schools, women from girls' schools would stay in the dorms, and they would, you know, be using our bathrooms. So every Thursday morning or Saturday morning or Sunday morning, we'd have a whole new crew of women in our bathroom, which was real funny. I know it was real tense for them. We didn't mind at all, but I know they felt real strange about it. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they did before there were women's bathrooms.
So, I do, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
All right, one last question, and mm-hmm. I'm going to let you go. ODK, you were in ODK.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a big deal?
Did you see my little, I made a college bracelet a couple weeks ago. This is all the stuff that I got when I was at WNL.
Let's go, charm by charm.
Charm by charm. This is embarrassing. And I only did it because they were literally, I had all these gold pieces sitting in my jewelry box. I was like, that is a shame to not put them on something that I can, you know, keep. And I'll say this just in light of it all built me up to be the person that I wanted to be, and also built me up to be the person to turn around and serve W&L back, because I kept getting things from W&L. Not that I didn't deserve them, I just really did feel like somebody has said, this person's going to be a good student. And I do feel like sometimes people start on the wrong path and they get a reputation of not being a good student, and it's very hard to fight that. Whereas I felt like I started on some good path, and from then on everything I did just worked. I mean, it worked out well. So I guess I got the Freshman Honorary Society, and then the ODK initiation, which again, that is a school, that's who did it. It's the school, it's nobody else. The school bestowing on you an honor, where again, I had to turn around and give back to the school. That was a real special thing for me, because ODK is a lot more than academic. I mean, all my life it was like, yeah, academics, that's a given. I study and I do well. I take tests well. but ODK was real special because they believed that I could be a leader. They believed that I could do other things other than just study. So that was a real special one for me. And then I got Phi Beta Kappa in my junior year, which was also a real special honor. So it was just kind of, you know, one thing after another. Then I got a business scholarship in my junior year. Then I got the highest accounting thing. And so it kind of kept pouring out, and it was just such a great experience. Now I'm like embarrassed even talking about it, because other people deserved to get, you know, these awards too. But it was just, it really was a great experience, and I even forget about the number of things that I actually ended up receiving from the school. I got a chair, which I absolutely love. I just cherish it. Got one of the great black W&L chairs. And I had one other funny thing to tell you, and I can't remember what it was. I'll think of it in a second. But I guess that's about it. It was just I kept continually getting from the school. So I really do feel a commitment to try to return the favor.
So how often do you come back now?
Probably 2 to 3 times a year. A lot of my friends love to come back on a weekend that's just not anything special. I think that would be really fun. And then I come back twice a year for board meetings, which again, yet another, even after school, another honor, bestowed on me. It keeps coming from W&L, and it's just unbelievable.
What was it like to be asked to be on the board?
It was a little scary. I was kind of like, I'm not sure, if I'm, going to be a good board member. I'm still a young person. I don't really know what I can contribute, except that I can contribute the female side of things. Maybe that's what you want. but that was just such a huge honor to be recognized as not only a student who did well here, but just an alum who had, and I had really taken on some big responsibilities in the Atlanta chapter. I threw a real big fancy dress south down in Atlanta.
Wow, but that was
at the
popular.
Ritz-Carlton. It was really fun. We had about 300 people come. It was black tie. It was super fun. But I think that that might have been why my name was even brought up, as somebody who was still interested in W&L and still doing things for the school. So that that worked out great. I'm just real thrilled to be a part. And it's just so wonderful. I feel like I know these people so well. I know the W&L community better now than I did before, just because I get to come back as an adult mm-hmm. and get to know the professors even better. So that's been a lot of fun.
Well, Dallas, I want to thank you. It's been a joy.
Well, it's been kind of a rambling session. I know. It's just I kept remembering things that happened, and there was so much more that happened. But you'll get that. You'll get all those stories.
Well, I'm trying.
People.
I'm trying. But you've told me something
I
hadn't heard before.
Well, it was fun. Now I really want to go out there and see all of you.
Well, now you're all ready for tomorrow's session.
Yes, I've got this
all
now.
That's your prime. Actually, you'll probably be lousy tomorrow.
I know.
I
have everything to say.
Well, this is for posterity.
Great. Well, I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about it.
Thank you, Dallas.
Thank you.